Different kinds of enlightenment. This is Haratima. When we speak of enlightenment, we often mean different things. And in history, when we look at very famous masters that have already passed on, they are an embodiment or a pointer to what enlightenment is. And those enlightenments are all quite different. Let's speak about what that is, enlightenment. Something is enlightening, so there's light involved. So something is transforming into light or reflecting light or showing itself as light. And what is that? The traditional understanding of enlightenment is in when we think of Buddha, and it is the enlightenment in the mind. We also see this enlightenment in Ramana Maharshi, which is very loved and understood nowadays as a path to enlightenment, as somebody who is pointing to a very simple approach, yet complicated and challenging, and nonetheless, but quite simple, as we are pulling away from thought and allowing thought to just be there and not identifying anymore, and then collapsing into that, which is the cause of thought. That is enlightenment. But when we look at the people that are enlightened, like Ramana Maharshi, we see this also in other gurus that are alive today and quite well known. There are diseases in the body. Ramana had cancer. Sri Ramakrishna had cancer. Amma has a very known person today that travels the world, has diabetes, she has arthritis. We have Moji, who's also even speaking publicly about high blood pressure and diabetes, and we can see in his face there's overweight, there is strain in the body and difficulty. And with all the respect and love that we have for these amazing souls, it has always posed the question or the curiosity inside of myself, what is really total and true enlightenment? My teacher, Swatantra Jyoti, has in 2000, oh, I think it was in 2002, she said to me, well, you're different, you will have total enlightenment. And she didn't elaborate that any further, but I knew it had something to do with my body. I knew that the body had to change. Looking back, now, through all these decades, I can see and I'm still experiencing bodily transformations. There are times that are very, very challenging, but they also birth my body over and over again in different, in a more youthful and a more flexible and powerful way, as if this container can hold more light and can do things that it couldn't do before. But let's go a little bit further back, because we're still thinking here as in terms of duality, like the body is a container. Let's go a little bit further back again to the mind. The mind projects duality through the mind, through the lens of the mind. We see duality, we see spirit and matter. And a mentally enlightened person will see through this and will see that I am not that. And then there is a whole other process that we, you know, refer to the heart enlightenment, the awakening of the heart, where there's a psychological enlightenment, there's a soul enlightenment. And that's a very different enlightenment where we are meeting and working with the feelings and merging and moving past emotional suffering. Now, then once that's done and we know we're not our feelings and we're really courageous, cure the heart, open ourselves to all the feelings there are, then there's still the body. Body has much slower vibration and is, through the DNA, a field of information. It's all DNA, field of information. It's very, very ancient. We know that our brainstem goes back millions of years, containing even the memory right today of how we stood up for the first time, how we did things, how we made fire the first time. And as we know nowadays, a lot of other information that was given to us is still in there. And it's all functioning automatically, just going on by itself. Now the DNA, the information pool of information, also contains a lot of damaged information, or let's say information that's false for right now, for this present moment, for who you are as potential, for that which you truly are. And so we continue to enlighten the body now. So there are really three different kinds of enlightenments. There is in the mind, in the heart, and in the body. So we did work with the core and with these three portals. And we're coming now sort of full circle to truly understand why we're doing that. We are really working with enlightening everything about us. In some areas are easier for you and others are more difficult. And some areas are very open and clear, or you already have reached that place where you are completely untethered. No thought ever bothers you, or no emotion ever bothers you. But maybe the body, you're still bothered by that. And as the frequency is rising on this planet, the body's hidden shadows, the DNA, the information that is not suitable anymore in the collective, even not just for you personally, but even in the collective, needs to be met. We're not in a time where we are all moving into the light body, where the body completely transforms into light. This is something that's not happening right now. We are seeing that the mind is becoming enlightened, where people are waking up to mental enlightenment, where they know they're not their thoughts. And they're discovering this even 20 years ago, or even 15, even talking about that you are not your thoughts would have been very strange for most people. But now it's more common. People are aware that they're not their thoughts. They take that as a possibility, although they still get trapped in it. But they're assuming that, yeah, I am actually not just this pile of thoughts and programming that makes up my identity. Now, in this course, the invitation is, now we're in the 10th module, to really embrace the fact that you are light, and that light is really the same as sound and the word Om, the original primal vibration of the universe, and that that's who you really are. And that there is no split. We'll speak about that a little bit in the next module. And in the practice of this module, it is really more about really understanding that as you increase your frequency through Om, through light, that you are naturally taking care of everything in your life. That means your abundance, your health, and the circumstances that you find yourself in. So we really, the invitation is to stop separating things and to understand that there's only one true expression that is you, and that there is an ignorance or a distortion if you think you are this body as you are perceiving it right now. It was a challenge for me too to wrap my mind around this fact, to accept the fact that I am light, because we think then that we can't really go to the movies and we can't do a lot of different things and we can't make love or eat good food or have the embrace of our children. That is unfortunately a misunderstanding, because this is the incarnation of who you are into the flesh is not really what is really true for us. It is a partial truth, and a partial truth is not the whole truth. This limited perception is what causes the suffering, to see ourselves through the lens of the mind as something that is flesh and embodied. So we're really changing the perception, but there's a direct and real experience that the body is changing because we're identified with the body. So it's a tricky thing. We're really enlightening the mind, and then the body is showing that. So we speak from the level of the ego that the body is transforming. And it is really transforming because this is real as well. Just the perception isn't real. So our current perception, it is extremely limited and it causes suffering. And nobody wants to suffer. if you understand that if you are transforming yourself into light and the more light comes into your body, the better your life becomes. And if you even go further and completely transform into light, as it says in, even in the Bible, I think in Corinthians somewhere, it says that in a flash or in the blink of an eye, your body transforms into light. Suddenly, what has been seen as density flips over and becomes translucent, is light itself. And that gives you the freedom to then choose a body of flesh or anything else, because then you have freedom. That's mastery. That's full mastery that we are, and I myself, I am achieving in this life. And that is what is required in order to have a complete enlightenment, a total enlightenment. So enlightenment is expressed by different teachers in partial ways most often. And we are now invited to look at in this course, what is it that I truly want? Do I want complete liberation from body pain, disease, and suffering? Which I think many of you do because you're interested in healing. So when we move into that territory where healing and enlightenment and awakening merges, it's to bring the body back into the frequency that it should be, in a light vibration, in the most radiant vibration, the resurrected body, the rainbow body, the light body, that which is who you really are, that would be your true vehicle as the in the field of the dynamic expression, the field of the Divine Mother. And that light is also who you are in stillness, as pure awareness, because both are the same thing.